it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way the categories today include natural disasters and the cost of groceries. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
What on our question about water, guys? Me and some friends were playing water poker. Basically, you bet with sips of water. Now, most of us weren't using water, except for my girlfriend, who was the designated driver for me and a couple of others in the group. Now, she sucks at poker, so she had to drink a lot of water. On the drive home, she had to pull over to puke. And, of course, one of the city's finest pulled up behind us, and we had to convince the officer, the person was puking, that's the sober one, the designated driver, the one that was driving. I swear, officer, I just drank too much water. Probably the first time a cop has ever heard that one. And also, guys, took my 43rd trip around the big giant ball of burning gas in the sky this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, Rick, we don't do that. You know why?
Rick.
You know why? Because once we opened up that can of worms, years ago, people were like, oh, man, 2 weeks ago, I forgot to email you guys to get a birthday shout-out.
That sucks.
Can I do it? And we were like, no.
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 It's not your birthday.
No. No, we're not doing that.
I've never had one. I work on the show.
You never had a birthday? Well, that's good. Good.
Well, yeah, Christmas Eve, man. It's your own fault.
You never will.
Nope.
Yeah.
And I am broken up inside.
Yeah. Okay. Want to be Jesus, baby?
Yep.
As we move on to
I know
the,
you picked that date to be born.
The birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan. Salt's coming in.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, good afternoon. Yesterday was my 65th birthday.
Oh.
Oh.
Come on.
There it is. Yeah.
Guy says he remembers you, Dad, from Stone Cold Creamery.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dave.
You went to Stone Cold Creamery.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned.
You did?
I did. Years ago, I was doing an event. Him and his wife owned a Stone Cold Creamery. And afterwards, went in there and got a little cup of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, do you remember the flavor you got?
You know what? I don't remember at that one.
Do they still have those?
What, Cold Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Everyone that I used to go to in Noah has been shut down. So I didn't know if they just went out of business like Boston Market.
As far as I know, there's still one out in Issaquah.
Maybe.
They did get really big and then shut down. I know the one downtown I went to once on like a second or third date, and it's like summertime. And I'm like, I'll take this, I'll take that. And finally, the guy goes, look, man, it's Sunday evening. Like, I got this. And I just, but the girl really wanted ice cream. I was like, we would love some of the blueberry whatever ice cream. Oh, and he was like, all right, let me serve it up for you. He was tired and spent, but I was like I would have picked up on it, but like the girl I was with, like she was pretty cute.
I really
like,
want the blueberry.
She wants ice cream, dude. Like, help me out here, man.
I'm gonna get laid if you do this.
Here's an actual birthday shout out.
Oh, you mean for today?
Good afternoon, wishing my son Louis a very happy second birthday.
Louis.
There's a lot of sound bites I'd love to ask for, but I fear family may be listening and somehow think even less of me should I request them.
They can't possibly think less of you.
Let's settle on a kid's fish sandwich and a possible Coach Ted's thoughts on the Mariners' potential playoff chances. Thanks, guys. That from Cameron.
Fish sandwich.
All right. First of all, Louis, happy birthday. As you get older, you might like that name, might not like it. But for the adults around you right now, it's hilarious to look at a 2-year-old and go, Louie, what are you doing, Lou?
Louie!
Oh, come on, Lou, get in here, huh?
We gotta go now.
I will tell you this, though, son. If you're 2, there's a chance. I don't think it's good. In your lifetime, they will make the playoffs, the Seattle Mariners. Does Coach think it's this year? No, I don't. I know they put up 18 yesterday, but somehow they went on the road and managed to lose as many games as they could.
That was awful.
They're bad. And it's like, I'm just sorry. I don't want to rant.
Mike was right. If you just take some of those 18 runs and you spread them out in the other games, you got a chance to win a couple more baseball games.
18 runs is fantastic, but I would have preferred a few more.
You wasted all those runs in one game.
Yes.
One game.
Just blew it all.
It's like, don't spend all your money in one place, right?
We won the game.
Cal Raleigh is great. They have good players. But at this point, don't get mad at the coaches and the players. What have they been doing there for? Just, it's unbelievable. I feel bad for all my Mariners fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we feel bad, too.
Hello, lads. Today is my 19th birthday.
Hello.
So, can I get a fish sandwich? Are your penises too small? And the dirty Germans talking about auto mechanics, please.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
You know, I'm not an auto mechanic, but I've been known to slide under the hood from time to time.
Yeah. And there's so many fun words to play with. Do you want to touch my dipstick?
Yeah.
Do you want to play with my gear shift?
Everything's bigger when it's metric.
Yeah, so you take your top off. It's like a starter in an engine.
Mm.
Guys, so today's my daughter Cassidy's 21st birthday.
Cassidy.
She's been listening to KISW her whole life. Would you please wish her a very happy birthday? She'll be shocked if she hears it from you guys. Thanks in advance for your help and helping me make this happen. Thanks, guys. That from Michelle. Yeah, happy birthday, Cassidy.
Happy birthday, Cassidy.
Be You're going to get drunk tonight.
Yeah, just make sure, man. If you got to work tomorrow, just take the day off.
Take the day off.
Come on, man. As Ted would say, drink some water along the way, and don't let your friends keep stacking the shots.
It's time to take off the leash.
All these things are going to happen. Just take tomorrow off. Just take it off.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Her 21st is on a Monday.
Right.
So she couldn't go out last weekend. Maybe she'll go out this weekend.
And remember, take 3 Advil before you go to bed, okay, with a glass of water. Now, you're going to throw those up at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
So have 3 more ready.
Take 2 more. Take another glass of water. Wake up. Take 2 more Advil. I know that's a lot of Advil, but you'll need it.
Snap a picture of yourself.
Gentlemen, please give my twin sons, Cole and Riley, a men's room shout out via Dirty Germans and talk all over each other about the benefits of being 29. Thanks, guys, and love the show.
Yeah, at first I thought you said Cole and Riley. I was like, yeah, I've done that move before, but happy birthday to Cole and Riley.
Yeah, so, you know, together they sound like quite the duo.
Yeah.
The Cole and Riley show. And with us, there's 4 swords.
Yeah.
Cole and Riley show.
Talk all over ourselves about what now?
Being 29.
About 29. Well, that's great. Make sure you're 30.
You get set up.
Really
you. Throw down.
You're not 18 anymore.
Really good time.
Because when you're 30,
you can get away with it.
Still feel like
before everyone's going to say, you're old.
But you're not.
For real.
Gentlemen, hopefully I'm not too late on this. Today is my 32nd birthday. And after a weekend away celebrating, all I really want is the Dirty Germans telling me the best way to close out the birthday. Maybe some dad jokes for Miles. I am bummed that I missed your 20th anniversary party, but won't miss the next one. Cheers, guys. That from the lovely Emily in Tacoma.
Yeah, Emily, maybe you hire a DJ, but instead of scratching the turntable, he does the same maneuver between your legs.
Yeah. And just feel free to get your mouth closer to this microphone.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll bring 2 turntables and the microphone.
Yeah, 2.
Okay. What's the difference between mashed potatoes and pea soup? What's the difference between mashed potatoes and pea soup?
What?
It's easier to mash potatoes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery.
Dishes Sean Connery.
How many chefs does it take to change a light bulb? I'm not on a food theme here. How many chefs does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
1. He holds the light bulb up and the world revolves around him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Ted, did you hear about
a bunch of chefs don't even know that's a joke.
Did you hear about the Italian chef that died?
No.
He passed away.
Oh.
We can only do so much. Cannoli.
Cannoli do so much.
But his legacy will be a piece of history. He's it. And 1 more. I fired my sous chef because he lied on his resume.
Oh, yeah?
Turns out he's Navajo.
I sue. I took me a minute. That's pretty good. I like that one.
Patrols, I want to do a birthday shout out. Happy 40th birthday to my husband, James. Love you lots from McKenzie. You guys can add any one of your many comedic phrases or sound effects, please. And always appreciate you guys. And thank you very much. Cheers. That from the lovely McKenzie.
Oh, yes.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yaz a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Let's see here. Let's get a contestant on the line now for your guess is as good as mine. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, we'll use that as an excuse to read some extra emails. All of it, y'all, just want to thank you guys for throwing an amazing event on Saturday. So much fun. Great beer. Awesome food. Great music. What else could you ask for? That all said, I got asked about a dozen times if I was Ted Smith. At one point in the evening, I told Miles about it. He said, just go with it and start signing autographs. So I want to apologize to anyone who got a signature that said not Ted and a rough sketch of a penis.
Oh,
in my defense, it was Miles' idea. Not from Alex.
That is great.
I did draw a couple penises yesterday.
It does happen a couple times.
What's that?
Like, somebody was telling me earlier, like, I don't know, somewhere in Tacoma. Like, I guess there's somebody that I resemble, and they're like, the guy seemed annoyed. Because we were like, Ted. He's like, I am not Ted.
No, damn.
Yeah. I've also heard stories of a Ted in Bonnie Lake that runs around saying he's Ted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Bonnie Lake Ted.
Bonnie Lake. God damn it. Bonnie Lake Ted.
I'm coming to get you.
You better be cool out there, man. All right.
You see it like a Western standoff. You know, like two guys standing on a dirt road.
You Bonnie Lake Ted?
I'm the Ted.
I sure am.
Bonnie Lake.
We got a little talking to do here. And one more. Oliver
Jones. All the Teds. Yeah. They're all out.
Exactly. I think I might have that. Do I have a good Benny Ugly? Yeah, I do. I've got Ennio Morricone in here. Italian spaghetti Western guy.
Oh, yeah.
Lays eyes on Bonnie Lake Ted from 100 yards away. No words were spoken, but a tumbleweed done blowed between them.
That was not a tumbleweed.
Sheila had just shaved.
Butt air.
Well, yeah, it's Bonnie Lake. It's probably an extension.
Oh, it's always the Trickler here. Thanks for years. thanks for the years I've been listening to, and congratulations on 20 years. Wow. First found you all on WCMF here in Rochester when you guys were syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
On a road trip going through the southern tier of New York on 86. Story was a caller tired of his neighbor's dog pooping in his yard. So he collected it in a bag. And before he threw it back over the fence, he decided it wasn't soupy enough.
Oh.
So he put some water in there with a garden hose. And then he threw it over the fence where the neighbor lady was sunbathing in her yard.
Oh.
And just as he got to the part where she was screaming, we lost our radio signal for about 20 minutes. Never caught that end of the story, but we were hooked. And now you efforts are stuck with me. Congrats, much love, and thanks for making work bearable and all the laughs.
Yeah, I owe him a T-shirt,
that from,
man.
That from the Trickler.
Yeah, Trickler's a Bills fan. He lives in Rochester. So we do these bets, and we put a bet on the game. Well, just a T-shirt. It's not the end of the world. He went to bed before the end of the game. I was like, dude, you look, my team lost, but like that was an epic game. Can't believe you went to bed. Trickler, I apologize. I forget about the time zone. He's like, yeah, bro, I got to get up at 5 a.m. Like, it was already late there. He's like, that's why I missed the game.
I had the discussion three times with my buddy yesterday. We sat there and watched Red Zone, then the Seahawks, then the late game.
Yep.
And I said, it just doesn't, like, it's just so much better on the West Coast. I was when we were saying goodnight, it was like 8 something. I go, this game would just be kicking off on the East Coast.
I know.
That the is hell insane. With it.
Not only that, but the wait. It's more the wait in the morning. It's more the wait in the morning because it's not a wait. It's you got to wait to the afternoon. That was what drove
it's 1
crazy.
O'clock. I mean, I don't know already, how we used to do it.
You've already been to breakfast. You've already had a couple of drinks.
But you get more stuff done.
You can get more stuff done if you live there. But I went back, I think it was 2 years ago for a Ravens game. It was a 1 o'clock game, 10 o'clock here. I'm up at 9, right? We had breakfast, took the kids to a couple places. It's like 10:30, and I'm like, how in the F do people handle this?
Especially college football on Friday nights and Saturdays.
God, it made me
bonkers. That's tough, too, because sometimes you're up till 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the good part is that it's still on late. The bad part is I've been in Cape Cod, and they were like, you got to leave. And I'm like, I'm watching this Husky game on Friday night. They're like, sorry, we're close.
We're close. See you later. All right, Tom Verlo, your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and see if you can get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So who's ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
A ray of sunshine. Ray, your categories. Today we have the top 10 favorite natural disasters. Actually, they are what Americans believe to be the scariest natural disasters.
Any of them. Yeah.
Then we have the top 10 cities for the most expensive groceries in the United States. So, do we want to go groceries or do we want to go natural disasters?
Natural disasters.
Natural disasters.
Well, aren't you full of darkness? You said ray of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the poll asked Americans, what's the scariest natural disasters? Ray, there are 10. Just try to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out.
Her name was Catherine. Natural disaster and terrifying.
Sounds like a hurricane.
You want to start with a hurricane?
Yeah.
That comes in fourth place. 33% of Americans said that was their scariest natural disaster scenario.
I think it depends where you live and how you know. In Maryland, we would get hurricanes, but we always got the remnants of whatever had messed up Florida or the Carolinas. Right. Never as bad for us as it was for them.
Yeah. But after watching that Katrina documentary that Ted turned me on to, it's hurricanes, some serious stuff for sure. All right, you're one for one, Ray.
All right, how about tornadoes?
Tornado is number one.
Yeah,
that is the scariest natural disaster. A tornado. 46% of Americans say they're terrified of it.
Do people just sit in their bunkers and just watch Wizard of Oz when there's a tornado going on outside?
Again, just one quick thing about Wizard of Oz. Dorothy's riding back to her house.
Yeah.
There's a fence, but the fence does not cover the entire front yard. She still opens the door to the fence as opposed to running around the side. And Mike, you pointed out, family doesn't let her ass
they
in.
They don't.
Yeah.
She's literally pounding on the door. Let me in! And nobody actually opens the damn door.
Yeah. Oh, no, we can't hear because of the storm.
Yeah, it's like the guy that was fly fishing earlier. Just like, good luck to you.
He's having a blast down there. Also, for the record, sometimes with bad hurricanes, they spark tornadoes inside the hurricane.
Yep.
That's some of the worst damage.
Yes, they do.
Isn't that awesome?
I've seen one.
Thank you, Mother Nature.
All right, Ray, 2 for 2. Tornado hurricanes are correct. There are 8 remaining. You have no strikes against you. What's your next pick?
Earthquake.
Earthquake is third. 35% of Americans are scared of an earthquake. Back to the Mariners.
I've not been through one.
Back to the Mariners. We got a better chance of getting an earthquake than the Mariners in the playoffs, did you guess?
I'd say you have a better chance of an earthquake than them winning a title.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Just get to one. So, Mike, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad.
I know you're
bad.
Not, dude. It's fine.
It's their stupid fault.
You've been calling it all year.
I have.
I mean, it's not
I've
like
called it the last 2 years.
You've never been wrong.
They have the big presentation, and I get so excited. There's a heartwarming feeling every time the home opener, they open the door, there's the fireworks, and boom, they get the red carpet. Here they come, announcing each and every one, and I get jacked up. And every time I do, I think the same thing. I hate this team. I hate this team because these guys are going to break my heart in a few months.
You know the end of the movie, right?
Yes!
I'll tell you the end of the movie. I know you're going to watch it.
It's the Titanic.
No, it's not. It's Cal Raleigh in a Yankee uniform.
Yeah.
That's how this always ends. The best player. Sorry.
You're not wrong,
I know
Miles.
It stings. I'm just getting you ready.
The Yankees watch the good players and then overpay them to be there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I love them, but doggone it is the most toxic relationship in my life.
All right, Ray. 3 for 3. What's your next guess on natural disasters?
Primary.
How about volcanoes?
Ooh. How about volcanoes? Believe it or not, volcano is number 10. On the list. There are a few. The West Coast has them. Alaska has them. Hawaii obviously has them.
But I think it's different,
Oregon
right?
has them. Because but other than that,
Hawaii, right, their volcano's kind of always erupting. So unless something crazy happens, they're just used to it.
It's kind of a
when
slow
Mount
bubble.
When Mount St. Helens blew, like, nobody really saw that coming. Or the one in Iceland. Like, well, those are the ones that take you by surprise.
The reason they're number 10 alpha, obviously, is based on the fact that geographically, most people, they don't know it at Yellowstone or wherever the hell that is.
Right.
But there's not a lot of volcanoes to look at and be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one of the most scary things in the United States because people don't have them.
Until they blow.
Exactly. All right, Ray, you're 4 for 4. 6 natural disasters left on the list.
Let's go with floods.
Flash flood is number 6. 26% of Americans, they are scared of the fact that there could be a flood, and they should be.
I'll tell you what, you're watching that Katrina thing, and it's more about the flooding than the hurricane itself. And I watched one of those, I can't remember the name of it on NBC, but basically, fight will to live, something like that. I want to say, like, 3 of them have been about flooding, and all of their stories are freaking god awful just for how long it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Ray, I will tell you this. One, two, three of the remaining natural disasters could very well happen in Washington State.
Oh, I'm guessing that's got to be like avalanche, mudslide.
Right.
I wonder,
forest fires.
I like that idea. Let's go mudslide.
Mudslide. Mudslide's number nine. I mean, think of what happened just north of here.
Yeah.
How catastrophic that was.
And you would not have thought about it until it happened.
Until it happened. Okay.
I'm guessing forest fires have to be up there, man. If you're saying Washington State, it would be privy to this kind of thing.
What about tsunami?
Fires.
Ooh, yes.
What did you say, Ray?
I agree. Fires.
You're going to go fires. Wildfire is number five. That is 30% of the people. All right, so far, Ray, you've got number one, tornadoes. Number three, earthquake. Hurricanes are at four. Wildfire, five. Flood is at six. Nine is a mudslide. And 10 is a volcano eruption.
So we're missing something pretty obvious here, and I wonder if it's just a docile one like thunderstorms.
We dealt with it last week.
Well, Ted's trying to deal with tsunami, and I thought about it, too.
Tsunami. Number two.
Yep.
43% of people are terrified by the idea of a tsunami.
I would not have known until 2005. Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first, like, when you actually see the devastation it caused. Like, holy crap.
Okay, Ray, here's the next hint. You have no strikes against you, but both of these phenomenon are caused by extreme weather. The two that remain. Extreme weather one way or another.
How about a lightning storm?
Lightning storm, not on the list.
But could be a blizzard, possibly.
Yeah, I was thinking blizzard.
Blizzard.
There you go. That's got
to
be it.
You want to go to DQ? Okay, you got it. Number eight, a blizzard is correct.
Nice.
Butterfinger. Always go Butterfinger.
Oh, no, Oreo, sir.
Butterfinger.
Oreo.
Butterfinger.
You had the Butterfinger? I'll take the Oreo.
If you had a Butterfinger blizzard.
Yeah.
You know you can put two things in there?
Really?
Yes, you can.
Shocking.
Yeah. How about that? Okay, there's one left, right? One strike against you.
Shocking.
How about...
It's a wild world we're living in.
What's that?
It just happened in Arizona. The dust storm.
The haboob.
Oh, the haboob. The haboob is not on the list. The haboob shows up in spot number 13. The reason being that only down there are people really exposed to
right.
it. So it's not the scariest thing for a lot of Americans. But you're in the right area of the country for the one that remains.
Oh, what about just drought?
Drought.
Drought.
You know,
it's not a bad call.
It causes flash floods.
Not bad. I'm going to go with it. Drought.
You're going to go drought? You got it. Knocked them all out.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
10 for 10. Heat wave and drought. So there we go. Here are the 10 scariest natural disasters. At number 10, we've got a volcano eruption. Mudslide at 9. 8 is a blizzard. 7 is a drought or heat wave. 6, flash flooding. 5, a wildfire. Hurricane is a 4. 3, earthquake. Tsunami 2. And the number 1 scariest natural disaster, that would be a tornado.
Yep.
As 46% of Americans say they are terrified of those. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come up here until 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Lamborghini has a new AI system in its upcoming models that they say can correct your bad driving in real time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start sharing that with everybody.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Lamborghini.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to buy a car that expensive, I hope you know how to drive.
For real. If you're a bad driver, that shouldn't be on your...
Yeah, let me get one of the fastest cars made.
Yeah.
See if I can ruin it.
I mean, there's some fast drivers out there that I consider to be bad drivers. And I understand.
Yeah, driving fast doesn't make you a good driver.
No.
It just makes you a fast driver.
Right. Oh, good. You can weave in and out of traffic at blinding speeds.
Do you trust AI to correct it for you, though?
To a degree. You know, because they got... Drove a car here recently. It was a rental that had that like steering aid.
Yeah.
You know, you put
it on
cruise control and it keeps it between the lanes. There was only one issue with it. And it was going up north, going north on I-5. There is a there's an exit there where there's a transit area. It slips to the side. I don't know if you guys know
one,
where.
At the 145th or 175th.
Something
station,
like that up there, right? So as it's going there, the lines on the road, they're a little too dark going up into that deal, so it actually started pulling me in.
Oh, no!
Is
that the one that vibrates, too, sometimes? Like, if you're...
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, if you don't touch the doggone wheel enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, to a degree, I do agree with it, but at the same time, like...
Or just drive better.
For
pay
real.
More attention, man.
For real. Just wake up. Put your phone down.
Right.
Turn your phone off. You know, there's people that are watching movies that are out there while they're driving. It's like, it's not that boring.
Right.
I said it last week, right? Like, sometimes I'll drive around on a Sunday, like, I'll put on Red Zone on my phone, and then I put it face down on the seat.
Right.
So I can hear it, but it fights the urge to look at it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Apparently, scientists can now use glue guns to repair broken bones.
Oh. Well, they've been using glue to
suture
a number of years.
That's kind of why, you know, we're using just staples to put people's heads together. We're using glue to suture it up. Bones? Just needs to be held in place.
As long as they're held in place.
Did the medical industry start using glue first? So I'm sure it happens on construction sites as well. But just in my time in kitchens, before I ever heard of the medical industry using glue to put skin back together, if you cut yourself to the point you're not going to die at the restaurant, they're like, put glue on it and shut up. I mean,
it works.
And I thought it was crazy. Right, it worked. And then maybe 5 years later, I heard they're doing that in the medical world.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if lazy cooks are what inspired this whole medical industry thing. Because nobody cares when you cut yourself. They're like, glue it.
There
shut
you
up.
Go. Just have that there.
The duct tape Band-Aid.
New studies have revealed that as the temperatures get hotter, people are upping their consumption of sweets. I don't know what that correlation is, but...
Ice cream?
Could be.
It's the only thing I can figure. Because it's not like when it's hot out, it's like, I could go for cake.
Right?
I mean...
Popsicles, ice cream.
I just feel like as an adult, Slurpees. Outside of a birthday party, cake and pie lends itself to a cooler temperature.
Yeah.
It does.
Like around the holidays or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could, but if you came home on like a hot day and so it was like a baked, but you'd be like...
You're an idiot.
Well, and also you think about the alcohols that you're drinking, the cocktails that you're drinking. Like when it's summer outside, then the weather's warmer.
Sweeter.
Like, that's right. You're looking for the fruit of your drinks. Whereas as it's getting darker outside, the pumpkin spices are coming out. Not that you're having a whole lot of cocktails.
Or is it just the correlation that is what your body tells you that you need?
Could be.
I don't know.
I'm just one of those people where it's hot out. It's like ice cold beer. Then around Christmas, you'll be like, that's just a holiday. It's like an ice cold beer. Like, dude, you just like drinking cold beer. Don't try to make it better.
Merry Christmas, the mountains are blue.
Yeah, right. Like you say that about every hot season.
Put on your thinking caps, gents. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a formal S word, careful, that describes someone or something that shows confidence and hopefulness or something that is blood red in color. A formal S word.
Sanguine,
that
whatever.
Describes something or someone that is that shows confidence and hopefulness or something that is blood red in color.
Because sangria, I believe, just means blood or something to that effect.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go swagger.
Swagger.
Oh, good one, Miles.
Ten any guesses.
Super confident?
Stevie got it with sanguine.
Sanguine. Somebody always read it as sanguine or sanguine.
It's a weird looking
it's
word.
It's just sanguine.
But, yeah, you ever sanguine. Had sangria?
I have.
Pretty good.
No, it's not bad. But again, back to the summertime drink in need of sugar.
I've had it once on a rooftop.
Only once? Really?
Yeah. And the guy was like, what's that? He's like, sangria. And I go, hey, I should get a sangria. He goes, you're on a rooftop in like Laguna Beach. You can get a sangria.
You got this.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right.
I realize you're not married. That's why you've had it once.
Was it just wine and
what were you worried
cocktail?
About?
I don't know. I'm not the kind of guy that usually gets a sangria, and he's like Hawaiian. He's like, brother, you're on a rooftop right. on the beach.
Right.
Like,
get one.
That's just wine and like fruit cocktail in it, right?
Basically.
Almost so, like a Pimm's cup with wine.
Yes.
Pimm's.
I like Pimm's.
Pimm's. I thought you said Pimp cup.
So, you started laughing. I'm like,
chalice,
I know.
Man.
He's talking about
say,
a,
brother.
That's a jeweled chalice.
Pimp's like, do Pimm's eat fruit? Is there something? I don't know.
I think it's an English Pimm, thing.
Yes.
But it's like
it
a
is
Pimm, yeah.
Pimm's cup. P-I-M-M. Pimm's cup.
I like the idea that Mike and his wife do. We're just sitting around the house knocking back stuff out of Pimp cup.
You know it, man.
Get my chalice, mama.
That's right. Oh. It's a Friday night.
You're about to unwind. Fail it to the top.
So Mike is when he gets home. Very professional here, but otherwise.
Right. Say, Foxy Mama, I'm home.
Right. I just become Cat Williams when I walk in.
There's just old funk music playing as he walks in the door.
I change into my big old robe.
Yeah.
Look out for me.
Powders up his hand.
Why is he wearing sunglasses? I put my grill in. New research shows that a single fecal transplant can provide years of health benefits.
Where do you get this poop?
Like,
do you pick the person? Do you like, yeah, you look like a pretty good looking guy.
And where can I donate?
Can I have some of that poop you got?
I think it's like almost like blood donation. Like you bring in the poop, they test your poop, and if you're a good poop person, maybe they ask you for more poop. But either way, you come in, you have whatever problem you got going on, Miles, and they're like, we got just the sample for you. You know, like this guy's gut bacteria will help you.
Do they take it in a nugget and give me the nugget?
Right? I don't know.
Do they smear the nugget?
Miles, next checkup.
That how it's applied? Do you put it on as a facial cream? What do you do?
I think they put it on the tip of their glove and just stick it in there.
Right?
They do. And then that's enough. That once you get in it, even though it's coming out.
Don't poop it out.
They just grab a little syringe. All right.
Thank you.
It's getting to be that time of year when...
You wipe your ass with my dirty toilet paper.
Oh.
Here you go, buddy.
Oh, no.
Make yourself healthy.
It's getting to be that time of the year. Time to have the old talk with your kids as they get older, because your kids, while they're learning about stuff, they're also figuring out some stuff is on the internet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that conversation can be a little bit awkward to broach, but don't worry. We're here to help.
Oh, good.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes to us from The Guardian, from Jess Melendez, and it says, parents, don't panic over porn. Here's how to an age-appropriate and shame-free talk with your kids.
You like movies too, brother?
Pretty much. So it's a handful of things that they go through, because if you want to broach that subject with your children, there's a handful of things to consider. They say, first, to set the stage. Set the stage for yourself. If you start from fear, oh no, my child might see this terrible thing, the conversation will probably be shut down quickly. But if you ground yourself, it changes everything. Think about the bigger picture. Pornography is not going away. Equipping your child to understand what they see, to ask questions, is far more effective than pretending it doesn't even exist.
I'm talking to my daughter about this tonight.
All right, yeah, just sit her down.
Yeah, I am.
One day you're going to find pornography.
Dad, I'm 26.
What kinds of questions do they think your kid wants to ask you about porn?
Yeah.
Brother, that tingle you get, trust me, it's a very personal thing.
Let me show you what your mom likes.
Start with your values. Exactly, Miles. Before talking about porn, take a moment to reflect on what you do want your child to know about sex and relationships. Do you want them to value consent? To understand that intimacy is about connection, not just performance? To know that their bodies deserve care and dignity? That's part of the problem with porn, is that it's... Sex is a great connection between two people. It's like, but we've lost it in this, like, performative thing. Like, all right, let's... Now that I know what sex is, let's get after it. Like, it's nothing like this.
Consent is everything. After that, whatever you guys consent to is your own business.
Yes.
And I don't want to know.
But I can imagine in the younger generation, because they have so much access to it, like, mm-hmm. it was tougher for us. But, like, I mean, I still have friends where it's like, that is not real life.
No,
right. Not everybody looks like that. Like, her body doesn't look like that. Yours certainly doesn't. And right. Some of those positions.
Damn, yours certainly doesn't. Damn, Jed. Okay.
Jesus. Jeez.
Knock him down a couple notches, bro. Just have the conversation.
And not everybody's down for that.
Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Jackson is watching our new YouTube channel.
Yes.
At KISW Rock. Hit says, me. The fecal transplant, doctors actually shove the feces down a tube down your throat and into your stomach. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Well, it bypasses all the taste receptors.
And then you...
Yeah, and then you pass it.
Okay.
Okay, I like it.
But the burp would be terrible.
Back to porn.
Some more talk of porn. They'd say to explain what porn is and what it isn't, as Ted was saying there. There's a wide spectrum of adult content, including work that is ethical and respectful, but most of what young people stumble across online is not that. It's mainstream porn, which often misrepresents sex and relationships. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Because they're interested in me.
In that sense, I would say it like, look, man... You know how, like, Deadpool's super cool, but no one's actually like that?
Correct.
It's kind of the same. This is the world of make-believe. Right. And if you're lucky, you will experience what they're experiencing, but you won't.
Correct. They also say to keep it open and shame-free. Many parents worry, if I talk about porn, won't it make my child want to watch it? Talking about porn doesn't spark curiosity. It builds critical thinking.
Kids are already exposed to sexual content through media, jokes, and the internet. I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
If my mom talked to me about porn when I was a kid, the last thing I'd want to do is deal with porn because I don't want to think of my mother.
Right.
When I'm looking at porn. Like, if you want to prevent your kid from watching porn, talk to them about porn.
Right. Tell them that you've got a video out there that they might stumble across.
I'd like to watch this with you. Like, trust me. They'll be like, ah.
God, that would be it, though.
Yes.
You sit there and just watch it through, like, okay, and then here is when we'd go into the...
Yeah.
You just have an anatomy lesson like these are.
And what she's doing now.
Son, if you like pogs, none of the fellas going to look like you. We just got to get used to it.
Oh, jeez. Practical conversation starters. Many parents just want to know what to say. We do have the ways to start the conversation depending on your child's age, plus how to gauge where they're at. They start with warming it up with a temperature check.
Oh.
Ask your child what they already know or have heard. Have you ever seen something online that made you feel weird or uncomfortable? Why is it always weird and uncomfortable? I'm rather comfortable.
They're not going to tell you about that.
No.
They are not going to tell you about that.
You ever gotten a funny feeling, Sean?
I wouldn't tell you about that now.
No.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of things locked in there that's like, you don't get to know that that's what I'm into.
Keep it to yourself.
That's my thoughts, yes.
Hey, Dad, this one's got a chair at the foot of the bed like your room. What's this mean?
What is this for?
Mom does have a lot of friends.
Is that woman going to jail?
I want to deliver pizzas when I get older.
Can I get a white van and $500?
Well, I'm a captain of a boat now.
That's right. Tailor your response. Sometimes tweens, 10 to 12, sometimes kids see things online that aren't made for them, like pornography. It might show people's bodies and sexual stuff, but not what real relationships look like. If you ever see something that makes you uncomfortable, you can tell me. As far as the teenagers, you might hear about porn from friends or even see it for yourself. Just so you know, it's made to be entertainment, not education. I'm entertained.
Real sex for the entertainment.
Real sex involves communication, consent, and care.
Do you want to ruin it for him? If I were to like bust my son, be like, I do that with your mom. He would shut that computer down in a heartbeat.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I don't like it.
Right, but nobody watches porn to watch a couple argue.
No.
I mean, that's just normal part of being in a relationship. Like, oh, this one's great. Just like, oh.
Well, what if it was called makeup sex? They have like little scenes that are...
Right.
I'm tired of you.
What if there was a practical porn channel that was just 20 minutes, the guy being like, come on, baby, it's my birthday.
Come on, you said you would.
Right, come on. I'm already halfway ready to go.
Right. I took my last Viagra.
This is the part where she says she has a headache.
Right, hit pause. Okay,
that's right.
Now your mom would say her head is killing her.
That's right. So now what does he do here? Does he keep begging or does he start massaging the shoulders?
That's why on your birthday, you go up to her with a glass of water and 3 Advil. And you go, this is for your headache. And she says, I don't have a headache. And you go, cool.
All right. Preload the gun.
Exactly.
Well done, Miles.
Ha-ha. Then.
Liar. Oh, for any age, they say, I know this can feel awkward, but I'd rather we talk about it together than leave you to figure it out alone. Don't worry. They'll figure it out.
Because I want you to feel more awkward.
Right.
In fact, I want you to remember this moment for the rest of your life because this is god awful for you.
Right.
It's also good to why you have such sex education in schools.
Yes.
Because I remember me and my friends and just the misknowledge was unreal.
Yeah.
All the things you don't. My daughter, she did sex ed 2-3 years ago and I knew it, you know, and it's fine. And she was appalled and all the things you'd expect them to be because sex ed, they just explain clinically what it is. They do not make it sound fun, right? So the thing is that my daughter goes over to a friend's house. And this friend of hers has 3 younger siblings. So by the time I got there to pick her up, the mom's like, and your daughter explained sex ed to all the kids.
Oh.
And they're sitting around the dining room table. So the youngest was like 7 at the time. He just looked
disturbed. He's terrified.
Yeah. So I had to tell my daughter, like, hey.
He's also just,
he's not in the grade you are, man. Just
it's also a little bit more important for females based on what they're going through.
Yes.
And that'll leave you with this final bit that they talk about when it comes to parents talking to their kids about porn. Their final thought? You don't need to know everything. Here's a secret most kids wish their parents knew. What they want is reassurance, honesty, and openness, saying, I don't know, but I'll find out. Models lifelong learning and lets your child know that questions are safe in your home. Talking about porn may never feel comfortable, but that's okay.
Also, they're going to do what they're going to do.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
It's not real life. It is not real scenarios at all.
We all figured it out.
That's right.
We all did.
We all found the way.
Yes.
It's okay. Don't worry. Hang in there. A man in BC, Canada was just...
do your own laundry.
A man in BC, Canada was just trying to get himself a Slurpee, and he ended up arrested, Miles.
Why was he arrested?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country superstar Morgan Wallen. That's right. He seems to be in the news more and more. This time, something went wrong, but it was an innocent thing. So he played a show in Toronto, and he walked out with former Blue Jays slugger Jose Bautista. So the place, of course, they go absolutely ape-ass. But one of the things people remember about Jose, specifically if you live in Toronto, it is legendary bat flip after he hit a monster home run in the 2015 American League Divisional Series.
Yeah.
So Morgan and he are now walking out to the stage before Morgan's show. So Jose hands Morgan a bat and encourages him to do the bat flip on stage, man. You know what I mean? Let people know. And Morgan obliged. And as he launched it, it flew directly at Jose's wife, hitting her in the face.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It came right at the camera.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to.
Oh, no. It's a direct shot, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean, this thing. Well, that sucks.
The good news is Jose was like, hey, man, she's all right. Wasn't as bad as it looked, but yeah, he's not good on the bat flip there, so keep going, Morgan. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Let's get a contest online there for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.